you've got to think about it as sort of fast mechanisms for people to come into work temporarily, because there really is no easy, simple, quick way to come into work in the United States and stay here permanently. For example, if you were going to try to come into the United States to stay permanently and work, it may take you years. And in some cases, it's not available if you're from certain countries.
For example, which countries would it not be available for?
There are times in which people from India, China, the Philippines, there may not be any visas available for them. And with no projected date as to when they could get them, it's a system that has a worldwide limitation and then a country-by-country limitation on how many people can come in. And the demand from some countries is so high that the line that forms to get in from that country could be so long that we really can't even tell you how long it's going to take. Now, that's if you're trying to come in to stay permanently. So most of the time, the question really isn't how quickly can I get into work permanently. It really is a matter of how quickly can I get into work, period. And usually those are for a limited term employment.
Do the rules differ for those who are educated versus those who are not educated?
The rules are different for those that are professional employees, people that have at least a bachelor's degree and have a job offer from a U.S. employer, because you need a job offer from the U.S. employer that requires at least a bachelor's degree to perform the job. There is a category that's referred to as an H-1B category. That is a category that's for professionals that come in to do professional jobs. And that's a process that may take 3 months to try to get that arranged, maybe 4 months. That is temporary. First you get up to 3 years, and then you can get another three, so it's a total of six. And it depends on whether the visas are available. Each year the United States has a certain number of people that can enter the United States in H-1B. I think it's maybe 65,000 now, and then with masters, it's another 20, so about 85,000. Right now, for example, the fiscal year starts in October and runs through September 30th. Right now, there are no visas available in this current fiscal year. So if you want to come in as an H-1B, the first time that you're going to be able to do that is in October of 2013. We do have some situations where if you've studied in the United States, you get some time to work after you've completed your program, and then you try to use that as a bridge to get to the H-1B. So you may work on this sort of extended student status, and then in the meantime, go and get your H-1B. Many times, the reforms that people talk about in terms of H-1Bs is to give graduates of U.S. universities the ability to stay automatically. In some cases, people argue we should be giving them permanent residence, not just H-1Bs.
When looking at the issue of the skills gap, how might that be helped by our immigration policies?
There are skill gaps that are sort of at a professional level, and obviously having a more robust H-1B type program would help. But there's a skill gap that is not at the professional level. It is at the semi-skilled level, where we have certain occupations where people need to have some technical knowledge but don't necessarily need a bachelor's degree. And there the immigration law provides virtually no vehicle. So there we could do a lot to try to see if we can facilitate the entry of people into the United States to perform jobs for which there's great demand, and we do have gaps. Obviously, part of that strategy has to be to have a better system of training people already in the United States to get those skills, but perhaps to have a system that's a little bit more flexible in terms of bringing in people to perform certain jobs that require certain skills would help us in terms of meeting that gap.
And we hear a lot of people talking about illegal immigrants and should they be allowed to stay here. Do you see a path forward for that? Do illegal immigrants stand a chance of being allowed to stay here legally?
Very little chance at this point. We've made changes in law over the last 20 years or so that have made it very, very difficult to go from an illegal status to a legal status. Now, most recently, the president initiated a program that allowed certain people, younger people that were brought here before age 16, that have graduated from high school, to get authorization to work in the United States and essentially protection so that they're not deported. It doesn't really give them anything more than that. It doesn't give them permanent residence. It doesn't even give them a path to permanent residence. But it is one of the few things that's available right now that moves a person from an illegal status to a lawful status in the United States. Very difficult to do that today.
Up until now, we've been talking a lot about the national immigration policy. And as we all know, that's, you know, immigration, it's a tough subject. It's difficult for many reasons. So I'm wondering if there's anything like on a state level that could be done to help.
You know, immigration is essentially a federal law question, a matter of the federal government controlling and making decisions. I think there are a few things that states could do. One is to make sure that there is an environment that is friendly and accepting to immigrants. So, for example, if the state passes laws that are perceived as being anti-immigrant, that is a problem. That is something that's a barrier to people wanting to come to Wisconsin. So, again, don't do things that make it so that the state is perceived as being a place where immigrants aren't welcomed. I think other work around trying to encourage people that attend our schools, for example, our universities, to stay in the state would be helpful. Again, that isn't necessarily something where the state would give them a job, but it may be something where there could be some communication with businesses about the students that we have.
We talk about how difficult it is for immigrants to get permanent residency in the U.S. Would it be just as difficult if I try to get permanent residency in, say, I don't know, Japan or any other country for that matter? I mean, how do we stack up when it comes to that?
We have, I think, generally a pretty welcoming system in comparison. There are some countries like Australia, Canada, that have been pretty aggressive about seeking immigration that I think have systems that you could say are more open than our system is in terms of immigration. But I think countries around the world have different rules and make it in some cases even more difficult than the United States to stay here. The situation is that the United States has enormous demand for people to enter. And we have – and we've had years and periods in which we've had enormous demand of U.S. employers wanting people to come to the United States. And then we have an enormous supply of people that want to come into the United States. And our law doesn't always match what that demand is on both sides.